Good morning, 709. Big changes in Canada today, you probably heard by now. Cannabis, the recreational use of cannabis, officially legal across the country. We know you got questions, and that's what we're going to try to do right now. We're going to try to break it down for you. Also, we're going to talk to a registered nurse specializing in medical cannabis to help you have your conversation with your children if they're asking questions, because we've been hearing about this for like the last 6 months or so. So we're going to do our best to try to help you in the next few minutes or so. I think the first thing people want to know is, where can they buy cannabis?
Well, at the SQDC. That's going to have to get used to that.
No, we've got to get used to that. SQDC.
The SQDC stores, they're going to be open at 10 o'clock this morning. Already lineups at
already?
Some of these stores as well. Yeah, some people wanting to go in and get a peek and wanting to buy, and some journalists as well, obviously in there trying to see what it's all
about. They dressed warm because it's pretty cold. Let's be honest.
It is cold. Yeah. So these stores, you're not going to be able to see anything from the street. You're not going to be able to see like what products are inside the store. You have to show your ID before you get in. You're actually not allowed to bring children into the SQDC stores like you are at the SAQ. As far as costs, they're saying that the cheapest items are going to cost less than $7 a gram. And here in Quebec, it's actually expected that our cannabis prices are going to be the lowest in Canada.
Nice.
You made him very happy.
And in total, about 150 products will be available. I think they're starting with 120 and working their way up to about 180 different products, and that means like dried flour, fresh oil. I just feel so weird talking about this. Like, it feels really strange. Accessories and vaporizers and that kind of stuff as well.
All right. And people want to know, is going to these stores like the SAQ? In some ways it is. As with wine, at the SAQ, cannabis stores are going to offer a wide selection of products, and employees will do their best to provide guidance. But I'm told at the beginning, they're not really going to do that. It's just, so don't expect them to answer a lot of your questions.
They got
to
learn.
They got to learn. It's going to take time. Online sales. You can purchase legalized cannabis online as of 9 a.m. today. The SQDC. And they deliver to your door. You must show ID, though, when they deliver. They won't just leave the package and walk away.
Well,
like,
obviously.
If you order something from Amazon, so something to think about. And can I drive after consuming cannabis? This has been a discussion we've been hearing a lot about for the last few weeks or so. The McGill University, actually, research center, they actually did a study on this. They used a driving simulator, and researchers tested the abilities of 18 to 24-year-olds who identified themselves as occasional users of marijuana, and they found out that you have to wait at least 5 hours before driving after consuming cannabis. That's what this study has revealed.
Okay.
Right?
And I know like some people are supporting the legalization of cannabis all across Canada. It's not obviously only here in Montreal and Quebec. And some people have like concerns that haven't been worked out, like the driving. Like these are things we're going to have to unfortunately sort of like
new reality.
Learn. It's a new reality and we're going to have to learn as we go a little bit. But I'm kind of curious, because of the people who are concerned, who think this may like mean that everybody is suddenly using cannabis, to hear from people who have not used cannabis, but will now because it's legal. Like, I'm not sure there even are any of those people. Do you think there are people who are suddenly going to go out and use it now?
Maybe my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's got to be.
Her only argument for the longest time was, it's illegal. It's illegal. But well, guess what? Now it's not.
No, it's not. Okay. Well, you can text us if you're like Sam's mom and you're going to be interested. We'd be curious to chat with you.
Did your mom go to Woodstock in 1969?
No, I don't think so. She wasn't born yet, Vinny. Wink, wink. Okay, yeah.